I wrote down elephants amongst us. Yeah. Anyways.
5:14. We would be done at 5:44.
Okay.
5 seconds of silence. I forgot to check if we're rolling or not. It seems like an important step. Oh, yeah.
Number.
113. And then you make a horrible sound.
Welcome to take 113 of episode 1. My name is Philip Barton.
My name's Brad Barton.
Today's Drag it down. Today's attempt is brought to you, but not sponsored by Coors Light. Trees, dye, manufacturing processes, a squishy thing with paper.
And elephants amongst us.
For other sponsors, we turn to my brother, sound engineer, editor, producer, and head Twitterer, Brad.
Well, today we have the three things I just forgot.
I want to talk about...
No, I got these. Okay, there was the underground airport.
Yes.
Landings should be done cautiously.
Okay.
Water absorbent boats.
That works.
Guaranteed
well.
To float at first. And the invisible car.
Yes.
Remember where you parked it.
Man, I want to make an invisible car. I do. Oh, wait, I'm not done. This show can be found by going to
don't you start.
What's my URL?
Brother Brad has.
I know. I decided to switch.
Okay.
Okay, this show, brothersbarton.net. Yes. But Brad has another show, the OG, the Genesis, the original, all that crap that I usually say. Which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. Because one podcast isn't enough.
No, we need to inflict this upon the world.
On the docket today, we do our best to kill 30 minutes producing something, anything.
That's how we roll.
With no work, no preparation, no plan. Because with an 8 to 10 hour day, work day, when I have all the time in the world to think of, a plan for the show, I don't. And that leaves us here.
I think it's funny that overtime, everybody's going to do overtime. Overtime from now until perdition.
Yes.
Yeah, no work today. You might as well go home early.
Man, I was so mad. It's a procedural thing. The work is sitting there, but... We signed paperwork that said we will follow the process. And then, the process includes people upstairs and they drop the ball.
Oops.
So,
Is this new to the people upstairs? Have they done this before? Or?
The process I'm talking about? No, no.
But
somebody pushed back. We lost an engineer to a better job offer. So I think that's why we're getting some pushback because they technically have.
I think you've seen your future.
Yeah. They have a 24-hour turnaround if we deliver them paperwork. So we're supposed to plan ahead.
Right. It's your fault somehow.
Right.
What is it about bureaucracy?
Right.
Something goes wrong and it's your problem.
I am not a big fan of pointing fingers. I like when people own up to mistakes or whatever. Mm-hmm. That way we can get the troubleshooting out of the way.
I like it if they take care of their own shit. I mean,
right?
The other day I went into an office, we won't say which one, because they thought I had magically regained my vision.
Right, Sam. Because glaucoma gets better over time.
So I brought in the small Steinbeck novel of my medical report.
Yeah.
And they... The chick behind the window even said, okay, look, I bet someone just hit the wrong button. So what you need to do is contact the court system.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I actually, I was dealing with some legal crap, and the lawyer I was working with at the time, I was concerned because the paperwork that was delivered to me had this checkbox check that said, thou shalt do thus and so, and she was telling me I don't have to. And she said something in Latin. It's a very recognized thing in the legal system. The judge checked the wrong box on accident.
Ah, there's a Latin phrase?
There's a Latin phrase for it.
Judges fucked his dumpus?
I think it applies to everybody, the accidental box check.
Excuse me.
Well, just... kill 10 minutes and hack our lungs out. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ooh, dizzy after that cough. And maybe the beer. Are we still recording? Yes, we are.
Are you still there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. You know, we were making a joke about using a 3D printer to make a car.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said it'll be invisible.
Yes.
Incoming blind joke. It will be to me.
All right.
There you go. It's just as lame as I thought it was.
We're doing great today.
We're funny.
It was all the vacation, you know? Well, no, it's not. This show has never gone very well.
I did get a Patrick last episode out.
Oh, cool.
Called it Tricks and Kicks.
Yeah, yeah. He was curious if we would take a call today, or I don't know. He just asked if we were recording, and that translates to me, hey, you guys going to call me? And a bit of a tail wagging, but...
But the answer is no.
He's keen. I like it. But I got him to agree to next week, so extra hurdles.
Oh, they're not that bad. Yeah. You just move a bunch of wires around and beat up a small child.
Aha, I forgot about the child.
It's a voodoo thing.
Have we fed her lately?
I thought you were supposed to. Child endangerment!
A how-to guide brought to you by episode 1.
Next time on episode 2.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not sure how I went there, and I'm not sure why we stayed there.
I apologize. Why are we still... That horse is dead, or should be.
Horse, not small child. We only abuse animals here.
That makes us better people.
It really does.
Oh, no. Oh. Now you got an image of a horse on a big spit. People do that, right?
Delicious.
I mean... I don't know. People do eat horse meat.
They
right?
do.
They usually butcher it, though.
Half a ton of critter, though.
Yeah, you can't. That's a hell of a stick.
I don't know. I mean, like, they do it with wild boar, don't they? Like,
yeah.
Roast the whole damn thing.
And those can get pretty big.
Usually, like, 4 people come out carrying it on poles or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'd actually like to go to a pig cook-off-ness, because I understand.
Me, too. I bet it's delicious. It
always, or at least on the cartoons, right? It looks delicious. I'm trying to think of the stupid... There's this meat dish that I saw overseas, and it's just a chunk of meat on a spit, except it's vertical, and they carve off of it, and it cooks over time. Yeah, they carve off the bits that are good for eating, give that to you, and let
and
it keep
cooking. And then continue to cook. Oh, hey. Like a public fair kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's called something. I can't remember.
Spit roast?
Usually lamb. I'm not a big fan of lamb, though.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you get hungry enough. You're overseas.
Yeah.
The other stuff is duck meat, and that's just disgusting.
Holy crap, they like tea as well. I was specifically talking about Iraq. Yeah, it was a big cultural deal.
I've been thinking about tea lately. Just get myself a package of Earl Grey or something.
Yeah.
Because it's still got caffeine in it, and it's not as mean to my tummy.
Well, that sounds good.
It's like flippant Folgers crystals. Folgers crystals bleed from all orifices.
When you need 5 cups.
Now we got
a
new sponsor. They're going to hook us up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love all the free swag we get from these sponsors, especially the sponges from the
the water absorbent boats.
Yeah. Oh man, I gotta think though, the big car sponge, for real, that would float for quite a while.
Hmm.
So you make a whole boat out of it.
I never said it was made out of sponge. I just said it's water absorbent.
Well.
I did actually picture a boat made out of sponge, though.
See?
Yeah, I guaranteed to float at first.
Ah, we must be brothers. What else absorbs water?
Paper towels.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Paper in general.
Oh, yeah, notebook paper even.
Well, sand does, but how do you build a boat out of sand?
Does that really count? I mean...
Right. Well, no. Sand. Just dry sand will suck up water. Capillary action.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. It's like, when you're trying to build the sand castle, you don't use the dry stuff. Yeah.
Because you're trying to make it hold together, damn it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to make a boat out of sand. Well,
we can make one on the beach. Yeah. It'll just sit there.
With a 3D printer.
Spit sand and water at the same time. We could make something like that. That couldn't. Right?
I'm still kind of interested in the sponge boat.
Sponge boat.
There's some like pretty sponge dense sponges, right?
Is there a pineapple under the
sea?
Said
it is water absorbent. We just didn't say how long it takes to...
Yeah, really real, waterlogged is a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a really real wooden boat without maintenance, I think.
I wonder if you could get some sort of material that will absorb water and then stop water once it's absorbed it so that it would actually work.
Is this like a non-Newtonian thingy?
Not at all, actually, but okay. The cornstarch sea.
Oh, man. I would like to see, because you were talking about 3D printing, right? And I think we could actually rig up, well, not us, but, you know, smart folk with...
Right.
Mechanical engineering type knowledge. Yeah, we could
Barry rig up a, comes to mind for some reason.
We could rig up a 3D printer that's actually spitting wet sand and then use it to print really intricate crap as opposed to all that sculpting and craziness.
Can't be any harder than the food printing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Ah, oh, that sounds tasty.
What, wet sand? No, it doesn't.
No, I mean... when I saw it, it was a chocolate printing thing. Yeah.
Hey, I've been watching Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yes. It's on Netflix. I don't know if it's just Netflix, but it's there at least.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday as in Wednesday Addams, being the eponymous character.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci, you remember she played Wednesday Addams in Addams Family and Addams Family Values.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Also played the chick in Casper the Ghost.
Right.
And also Black Snake Moan, but she was older then.
I believe she was also in the pumpkin thing. What the heck?
Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she's in this thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure who she's playing. It's kind of a fun game for me.
She's in there somewhere.
But speaking of the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, it is also directed by Tim Burton.
Oh, okay.
Music by Danny Elfman.
See, that just goes together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
Tim doesn't know how to work with other people. Good old Burton.
You think Danny Elfman's like, man, I need some work.
Go make a movie,
hey,
Tim.
Yeah. Come through the grapevine. Tim Burton's making another movie, and Danny Elfman's like,
"Oh God,
oh, I'm this so again."
Right, let me start out with na 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 na. He loves that shit.
He's gonna pull the orchestra out of his closet.
All right, boys, time to see the sun. Oh, hey, hurrah!
Oh, that sounds high. You forgot to feed us. He'll be fine.
I lose more orchestras this way. This is not what they meant by orchestra pit. God, let us out.
I'd like to invite you over to my house to see my orchestra pit.
That's where I keep them.
It's fun. You want to throw something down to them? What I like is throwing a loaf of bread. They fight over it. It's great.
Yeah, I usually get some of them to play.
Next time on episode 2, what to do with a box of scorpions.
Fun for the whole family. Not my family.
Reasons to have a 20-foot pit in your backyard.
Anyway, Wednesday. I like it. Yes. I'm getting a kick out of it.
Actually, the morning show I listened to, BJ and Migs, if anybody cares, they were talking about that, and he was surprised that it wasn't more funny. I don't know. It went a different direction than he expected.
Oh, was he expecting like black and white goofiness?
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't know, Adam Sandler, the original, you know, the TV show Once Upon a Time. Mm-hmm. It was a sitcom of sorts.
There's definitely humor there, mm-hmm. But it's mostly Wednesday.
Yeah.
Who's a little dead inside.
I love it already. Me too, man.
Going to a school for what they call outcasts/monsters/freaks.
Oh.
And solving crimes.
Solving crimes, right? Where did that come from?
Well, shit happens. At least in the first season, she kind of gets roped into it because she's getting blamed for stuff and or being called crazy. And she doesn't care about much, but people thinking she's not smart or easily fooled or crazy is one of them.
I'm dressed as a homicidal maniac. They look like everybody else.
Okay. If you had to dangle off of a kite.
Okay.
That's all I got, really.
If I had to.
Yeah, if you had to. Where would you want to do that sort of thing?
Well, wait, do I get to choose the kite? Because I would certainly prefer one that could hold me up.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those stunt kites, as it were. And I need enough wind so that I don't just hit the damn ground. Maybe I have a fighting chance to try to...
It just occurred to me that this is actually called parasailing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
This is a perfectly acceptable way to do this.
There we go. My kite needs to be... kind of a sail. not just any sail. Almost a parachute, maybe. I don't know. Somewhere in between.
It gets me, the whole para-wing or paraglider thing.
Yeah.
It's a wing without any rigid parts.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat.
Well, yeah.
How'd they do that?
I don't know. it shouldn't be that funny. See, beer fixes everything. Which one is the one where you've got your wing? It's like a hang glider wing, which does have rigid parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's still light as hell, but then you have a big fan on your ass.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen this?
No.
You're basically wearing as a backpack a big fan. And then you have a somehow that's hooked the
I thought that was a parasail they were using for that.
What's the that's the not parachute but a parasail. It's the elongated parachute thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you
but you're saying aim. This one has rigid parts. It's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all hooked in one little. It's like a piece. Well, you're part of the.
I structure. Saw an aircraft.
I guess any way they could get, you know, you're moving forward and on, the, yeah.
You're inside of a roll cage.
Oh, right? yes.
And towards the top is a fan blowing air up into the parachute, mm-hmm. parasail, whatever.
Yeah.
Non-rigid, but, you know, and then you got a fan in the back to provide forward thrust.
Yes.
And,
I've seen that too, yeah.
It's an awesome, I kind of want one. It's an absolutely horrible idea. There are power lines everywhere. But I kind of...
the biggest advantage to that I see is that you don't have to worry about if the chute works or not. You know what I mean? Like, you're already on the ground.
Right.
If the chute doesn't work, you just give up. You know?
Right. Also, like, if it's working and your engine dies, well, then you just float gently to the earth.
And you're in a roll cage anyways. But I'd settle for a truck with heat. It may or may not snow tomorrow. It depends on what weather report you're looking at.
It may or may not snow tomorrow, depending upon the weather. we should have some sort of clever episode 2 thing to end with here. Next time on episode 2, some clever thing to end it with episode 2. Thank you.
Let's just go.